I just remember them taking us away without even telling us what was going on. And I was very confused because I wasn't being informed on what was going on. So they just came and took me to downtown, made some phone calls, and placed me in a foster home. You weren't around, so I didn't know what was going on. And I was very upset by that.
How long after that did you come to the reality that I had a drug problem and that your family had been split up?
But once I was placed in foster care, my social worker actually did inform us, give me a little briefing of what was going on that day, I think. So I had become aware that you had a drug addiction that day.
So now that you shared all of that with me, my question to you now is, after going through all this, being reunified, seeing your mother knocked down not once but twice, getting back up, saying, okay, I'm back again, we're going to try this whole family thing again, starting all over with probably nothing but mattresses on the floor, starting with an $8 an hour job, seeing your mom go through all this and telling you guys it's going to get better, just hang in there with me. What does the reunification mean? When I say reunification, what does that mean to you now through this whole process that we've been through in the last 4 years?
It means a great deal to me because now I could go to sleep at night knowing that my mom is safe, asleep, and she's not out doing anything that could endanger your life. I know that I'm safe in bed, and most of all, my sister's safe. Most of all, that's the most important part of reunification, we being a family again and that sense of protection.
I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you. I've never realized how really mature you are.
Yeah.
I remember the mother that I was before the drugs. I was a good mother in spite of whatever statistics or whatever was written about urban city mothers on welfare. I had come off welfare, hadn't gone back on, didn't live into the projects, and was determined I was not raising you guys in the projects because I knew we would never come out. And that's what keeps me going, Earl. That's where my faith began, was knowing that at one time I was a good mother and that I had built a foundation and provided for you guys every day. It's still a fight in recovery for me. I'm not going to lie to you, but I still hold on to that I've got to stay better. I've got to stay better and I've got to get better because it's just about you. It's about Amisha. It's about Vincent. It's about Vazul. That's it. Reunification has meant everything to me. It's family to me. It's you guys' future. It's my grandchildren. It's everything.
Thank you.
You're going to be a great man.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Love you too.